There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Good Wednesday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. We are live all over the DMV on 106.7 The Fan. At 3 o'clock, we're going to talk to Manti Te'o. That Manti Te'o. He is an NFL analyst, former linebacker. Manti Te'o will join us, Danny, to discuss, among other things, playing with Marshawn Lattimore in New Orleans. Lattimore is the newest commander. We'll also, speaking of linebackers, be talking to former pass rusher Ken Harvey, who was on the 1996 Redskins. That was the last time Washington was 7-2, almost 30 years ago. Harvey stops by today at 5 o'clock. I've enjoyed talking to some of the former great Washington players over the last several months just to see how much more prideful and excited they are about the operation.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, they didn't get to experience it themselves. You know, a lot of the guys, right? Your Cooleys, your Mosses, your Chris Samuels, is all the different dudes that just did everything right but weren't part of very good teams, part of a bad organization with a bad owner, either not having a GM at all or a dude that was just a hired boob from Snyder. So they're secondhand. Like, they bleed for this. They did everything they possibly could. It didn't work, but so they get some sense of pride and joy out of, like, this fun, excellent time that we all happen to find ourselves in. So, like, I'm glad for that. Not even being hyperbolic. It's, like, very rare in sports, as a sports fan, where I think about anything other than my own feelings, right? We've had that a couple different times. We talked about this with the Capitals run, with the Nationals run, where I'm going, yeah, me, celebrate, let's hammer beers at the parade, but I'm so happy for Ryan Zimmerman, so happy for Max Scherzer. You know what I mean? I'm, like, legitimately happy for other people, and that's kind of where I'm at on this. Like, the guys like Terry McLaurin, just a perfect little angel. What a wonderful citizen he is. Finally getting some reward, finally getting something out of this thing that he's put so much into. I think that's really, really cool, man. And same for the alums.
I was on the phone with my dad today. I called him during my morning routine, post-shower. You brush your teeth. You normally clean up the beard, do all those types of things. And I'm on the phone with my dad. And I had my little clippers to try to get the little whiskers that hang over my lip.
Mm-hmm.
And I took way too much of the mustache off. I got to do TV tonight. High definition.
Okay.
We got the Altcast. I'm live over at the Monumental Studios today.
Yep.
I'm going to be on the air tonight for the Caps and the Predators.
You're dressed very nicely, if I could say. I mean, I'm looking waist up, and I'm liking what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, we got like one of those no-tuck dress shirts. Mm-hmm. It's going to go with I got a nice little jacket to throw over it.
Yep.
But here's your issue, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
I took a little too much of one side of the mustache off. I don't know if you could see it. I'm going to get closer to the camera.
Get right up to it. I see it now that you've gotten that close.
But what I did was I went to the other side and then took that much off to make it awkward on both sides.
Yeah.
Then my wife said, oh, no, you overcorrected. And she gave me some pen and she wanted me to draw in some hairs.
Oh, we're not there.
I didn't think that was a good idea, but I kind of drew a little bit of a shadow. So I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm not like nothing about how I look generally am I comfortable with anyway.
Right.
So you might as well, normally my beard is like my one thing I take pride in. You might as well just add that to the pile that it's not a great day for the stash either.
Right. So I'm looking in reverse at you right now, right? So I think it's going to be, raise your left hand for me. Just show me your left hand. Yeah. But, okay. Here's what it looks like. It looks like that's just how the lighting is. You follow me? The lighting, it looks like it's coming across the left side of your face, so you get better lighting on your left side, so it's a little darker there. Right side just looks a little lighter. I don't think, unless the camera's just, like, we're zooming in here, we're going National Geographic special, but if you're far away for like a three shot, for like a wide shot, I don't think anybody's going to notice anything different. They'll go,
this is what I wanted to hear.
That's a trimmed beard. That's what they'll say. Now, they'll say that it's on the close side of trimmed beards. It is. I mean, there's less beard volume than we've seen before. Right, but it's tapered, it's manicured, right? Like your emphasis is on your bottom half of your beard right now, whereas usually you're more uniform. I don't think it's bad.
Okay,
I'm not telling you it's your best. I'm not telling you you should take your prom photos.
Right,
like don't do headshots today. But I think it'll show up just fine.
That's definitely what I wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I needed someone to tell me.
I'm here
that,
for you, so buddy. I got you.
I'm happy about that, but it looked so bad. It's like if you were really close to me, if we were doing the nose to nose, what do they call that? Eskimo kiss or like the
that's how we get ready for every show.
You know, yeah, but if you were like right up on me and like we weren't kissing, but we for some reason like your lips were close to mine, you would look down and you would go, dude, what happened to your mustache?
What happened?
But I don't think most people are doing that over the course of the day, and I can kind of hide it as best I need to.
Well, it's like what I did before I went to the beach when I was trying to trim my you know, hedges, my eyebrows that get unwieldy, and I sliced it out of there like I was Scarface. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Well, it was bad enough, and you've done this, I know. I've done this a million times. I think if you have a beard, this has just happened. It's a semi-annual thing. If I did not have TV tonight, I would have taken the whole beard off and started over. It was that bad.
Dealt with the argument with your wife, dealt with the fight, dealt with the like the, you know, kids being like, ew! You're like, hey, give me a week, I'll be back.
The other consideration was, what if I shave the whole mustache but keep the beard and go full Lincoln on this thing?
Yeah, do you plan on being a middle reliever for a mid dwelling club?
I said to my dad, I'm like, well, he goes, what do you mean? You're just gonna get rid of your mustache and keep your beard? And I said, could I? He's like, I think it would look really weird.
Yeah, it would look weird.
I said, well, so will a bad mustache.
Yeah, the guys that can do that, like have a tattoo on their arm, maybe a sleeve. You know, like the Matt Latoses of the world can do that. You know what I mean? Just cause, like a Brian Harvey could do something like that. Like my pal Grant Paulson in studio with a blazer on, that's a no. Like you're not there. Like you don't ride a motorcycle. You don't have anything. You don't have that much leather.
I'm not tracking this take from you. Relievers do this? Like, well, what about, I know Abe Lincoln and nobody else. Who else does that?
Just like you'll notice it when you see it. Like now you'll notice it, right? But it's the like, I'm a little bit out there, man. I might set your shoe on fire and I'm throwing 97 with a splitter. Like that kind of guy that like goes to like Sturgis rallies and stuff like that can do the bottom bowl and then nothing on the top for the mustache, where it's like, it's not like there's no ratio. It's a 0 and 100. It's the mullet of beers, of beards.
Had no file.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice day out at the park today, access wise for the reporters. They got to talk to Adam Peters. You'll hear that interview coming up on the Fan. I want to go through what AP had to say today after pulling off the big trade for Marshawn Lattimore yesterday. And then Dan Quinn also spoke. Dan Quinn can't even hide it. I mean, he is so jacked up and so giddy. That must have been the easiest conversation Peters has ever had, to go to Quinn and say, hey, we're thinking about going and getting Lattimore. What's your take? Because Dan Quinn is like a kid in a candy store, a guy that coaches up DBs as well as anybody, just got a pretty stellar DB, and he is elated.
You can tell that before this happened, he's in the loop, right? That, hey, man, this might go down, and he's sitting there going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Like, just so excited, the kid in a candy store. When you have somebody like that, that unlocks all the different things that you would like to do. I mean, think about this for an offensive coordinator's perspective, right? Where you go, I'd love to be able to do X, Y, Z, P, D, Q, but my quarterback can barely execute a handoff, so we're going to keep it real simple, right? That's just how we have to do it. Same thing applies to a defense, where you go, I'd love to call these exotic coverages. I'd love to call this, you know, mad zone dog blitz quarters reverse rover. I can't because my one cornerback might be on an island against any receiver in the world, and it's probably going to be a touchdown like it was when I said, hey, that's going to be a touchdown when Jamar Chase beat, I think it was St. Jude's deep. Or maybe Sam still. But the point is, like, you can now do more things. And for coaches, that's like the ultimate exciting thing, that gift that was given here yesterday.
San Ristil. Benjamin St. Juice gets enough flack.
You're right. He gets enough, Eric. That was San Ristil.
There's enough touchdowns he's given up to choose from. We don't need to add one to the pile against BSJ. But think about all the different ways that the Lattimore addition, if he's healthy and on the field, and he's not practicing today for the record, is going to impact this defense. We talked yesterday about the most primary and obvious, which is the ability to move all the other defenders down the depth chart. So St. Juice gets to take on twos, and then San Ristil plays his more natural position that he was actually drafted to play inside in the nickel, and Igbinoghene is an extra spare part bench guy who's a fourth corner. Like, everyone is now playing the role that you brought him in to play. The whole point when you acquired them was to play the role that they're about to, not the one that they've been playing, which was asking for a little bit more than you probably should, which is how when you stretch guys thin, your defense underperforms a little bit. So that was the number one influence of bringing him in. But then you think about actual, you know, personnel groupings and things that they want to do and areas where they've struggled. They have had to play two high safeties, like cover two type looks, constantly because they don't really trust their cornerbacks. They also have played light boxes at a pretty startling rate. I mean, more than almost every team in the league, one of the higher, you know, light box rates in football, six or fewer, for Washington. Why is that? Well, I think it's a big, big tell that they don't trust their corners, that they have extra safety deep, that they've got, you know, a lot of either zone or guys dropping and basically trying to flood the secondary to try to eat up more space because they can't just put guys out on an island and let them run and cover in man. So what happens when you have a light 5-6 man box is you're going to give up a lot on the run.
Yep.
Right? You're going to give up the running game. And they have over and over and over again. We've talked about it. They're one of the worst defensive teams against the run statistically this season. It's been their biggest bugaboo. So even though it's not direct, Lattimore now allows you to probably play more single high safety looks, which means Jeremy Chinn comes down in the box, which means you can, I think, probably even expect to play more loaded boxes even if you're playing two high safeties, because rather than having to help St. Juste and Igbinoghene or and San Ristil, if they want to, until proven otherwise, they might just go into a game saying, we'll put Lattimore over there, you cover that guy, we're not worrying about you. And it's almost like spacing in basketball, Danny, where
yep.
you stand over there and shoot your shots, and now, like a penalty kill. Like, we're going to go 4-on-4 over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No, totally.
And I think that's part of the plan here. So it's not just going to make their secondary better. That's obvious.
I think it's a sharp point.
It might actually make their run game better, even though they didn't add a defensive tackle.
I'm fully convinced of that. Again, the best case is to obviously have a world-leading defensive tackle. I don't know if that guy was available. This is the next best case that allows you to deploy your 11 players differently and maybe more efficiently. You can guess right now. I mean, the way I thought of it previously, and we talked about this a bunch, going more into it now, over the first nine games, they've been just good enough to go, okay, we can try to take one thing away at a time. And against good offenses, you see the result. The Baltimore game is the microcosm of this. In the first half, it's not going to be Derrick Henry. Henry will not beat us. So, heavy boxes, stop the run. Zay Flowers, a million for a million. Okay, fine, we'll take that away. Derrick Henry, second half, ripped off a bunch of big runs. In general, they did okay, but for the most part, you know, you knew it was inevitable that he was going to run through you. So, this now gives you a chance to say, we can bet that we can take something away. Previously, it was like, have you ever watched one of those boxing matches where one of the fighters has something that he's nursing? Whether it's like he bruised his rib cage, or, you know, has a hand that's not working, or got hit a certain way that he's uncomfortable, and he's guarding that. He's still trying to punch, still trying to fight, but he always has to be mindful. Like, I cannot get punched in that one spot because it's tender. That's what their corners were. That's what that secondary was. That's the tender spot where it's the thing that terrified me the most, and I was basically willing to make the bargain. Please, by all means, run it. Go for your 5 and your 7s and sometimes your 12 yards on first down, because I'm so terrified of having, you know, those kind of chunks more consistently with dudes on the outside. Enter Lattimore. Now you can account for that. You can also basically play 10-on-10, kind of that reverse of what good offenses can do with running games. When your quarterback can run, you play 11-on-11. You make the defense cover everybody. Now you could basically say, I'd rather have my 10 on 10 because I can sort of trust this one dude against somebody else on a lot of formations, a lot of plays.
Yeah, I just think if you're Dan Quinn, the amount of things you're able to do, the flexibility that's provided now, it's a godsend. Mm-hmm. And it's no wonder, not just as a head coach, his team got better. They're 7-2. They've got a chance to win meaningful playoff games, right? Meaningful football games in January this year. That's awesome. That's a feel-good moment for you, too, that the culture's changed enough, that you were endorsed enough by your boss, Adam Peters, yesterday, that he went and got you a reinforcement to try to make a run. But just as a defensive schemer with Joe Witt, who's mixing potions all week long and looking at the board and drawing X's and O's, I think that's a really fun thing for them. Speaking of Adam Peters, I mentioned his press conference. You'll hear clips of it coming up later this hour. We'll discuss some of what he had to say. But a couple things that stood out to me from his presser. First thing, when talking about Marshon Lattimore, he said that he didn't know and that Washington wasn't sure that he was going to be available. But he said basically that they had already done their homework on him just in case. One of his quotes that was really interesting, if you wait until you know, then usually it's too late. Meaning, if we didn't start doing our research and our homework on Lattimore until the Saints told us he's available in a trade, the other teams are way far ahead of us. We got too much that we've got to do at that point to prepare to make a trade. They were way ahead of the game. Sign of a really good front office. Now, I will also point out that it was not that much of a surprise that he was available. This guy's been at odds with the team dating back to the offseason. So I think most front offices, if they were in the market for a corner, would have had him on a list of guys to target pretty early on. But I did like that answer from Adam Peters in saying, just as an axiom, just as something to live by, if we wait until we know, it's too late. You got to work ahead. And they clearly did that, and they pounced. Supposedly, Baltimore was ahead of them, right? Supposedly, Kansas City was ahead of them when it came to the market for Lattimore. That's what we were hearing. I think San Francisco was interested. There were a few teams that we kept hearing were likely landing spots, and Washington, within an hour, was linked to him for the first time and then had the deal done. They obviously came on very strong.
Yeah, this is a bidding war. And normally, that's not prudent business to get into those kinds of things, but it's sort of, you know, whatever analogy you want to use, strike while the iron's hot or the opportunity is now. This is a unique circumstance. Again, if they were 5-4, you probably wouldn't make this move. I mean, maybe you do something around the edges. Maybe you try to improve them a little bit and say, hey, let's get the kid some experience, talking about Daniels. Sorry about it. You're 7-2. And it's you and Philadelphia going nose to nose in this division and for a chance to maybe host a couple of playoff games and then see what happens. Like, that's the opportunity here. So it all of a sudden becomes more worth it to you. Right, like if I go to a flea market or I go to some marketplace, someone's like, it's $38 for this thing, and I'm kind of like, I don't really need that, you know. But if I'm sitting there dying of thirst and the guy's got a lemonade, I'll win. I'll pay the price. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's to me what this was.
Sure,
it is it's putting everybody on notice that we're not just here for the ride anymore. B, it's a way to say the this is now becoming more. Desperation is not the right word, but I don't have a better word than that. This is a. We're not going to stand idly by and say that's not going to work for our long-term plan. We've still got a long-term plan. It's still very much on track. But we'll sacrifice a little bit more for the right now than we probably planned on 3, 4, 5 weeks ago.
The other thing that he said that I really liked, and maybe this was common sense, but to hear it from him was awesome, was he did go to the players with the Ohio State background that played with Lattimore and talked to him, to them about him. And I like that, right? So that's Terry McLaurin, that's Noah Brown, among them, a couple of veterans in this locker room. And he said that he got some really good reports. Now, I don't know that necessarily, generally, when you're a really good football player and you were great at Ohio State, he was the 11th overall pick, when you're excellent in the NFL, a four-time Pro Bowler, they're going to have anything negative to say about you. But if you are a bad teammate, right, if they know what culture is being built, they understand this brotherhood thing that they're doing at this point. If they don't think he would fit, I'd like to think they'd be honest and say, listen, I appreciate you and respect you asking me, Adam, and I'm not sure if he's a DQ kind of guy. I don't know if we want him here. And they didn't do that. In fact, it sounds like they did the opposite, and they gave him the full-on endorsement and said, go get him. But the fact that he went to them and did that research, too, with players, it's another sign that this is an organization that is pro player. And that's a really, really important thing. We've talked about them becoming a destination. We saw the Adam Schefter, if you want to call it a report, the water carrying kind of fun thing that was awesome as a fan. I loved it and clapped like everyone else did. But where he said, you won't believe how many players want to play for Washington now. They are the cool team. Players are acknowledging that playing with Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels and in this market that is a sleeping giant and where they're now in first place sounds a lot more appealing all of a sudden. Well, when you find out that the GM's interacting with guys on decisions, when you find out the way they treat players who get hurt, when you find out how cool the Halloween party they throw for the families are and all those things, that all matters to players around the league.
It does. Yeah, again, the multiple things motivate multiple players. It's not one universal thing. Right? Some guys are going, like Juan Soto in his free agency. He's going to the highest bidder. Ta-da. Like, that's the secret. Other guys will go, okay, who gives me the most the most years? Or who, you know, what city do I want to live in to raise my kids in? Other guys are going, I want to go to a winning situation. Of the dudes that are in that group, in that category, where there's buy-in, I don't have to deal with the riffraff or the nonsense or the extemporaneous stuff, this is now a place that you would want to go. If you're one of those dudes, and I don't begrudge anybody else wanting anything else. I mean, these are independent contractors with short shelf lives. I understand whatever motivates you. But if you now are part of that one group that goes, I want to go to a winning, positive environment, Washington is now one of those places. Scoff at it if you want to. I'm not. I'm welcoming it.
What impact do you guys anticipate Marshawn Lattimore having? We're going to get into this coming up on Grant and Danny in just a bit. Little, medium, or high impact? If you had to rank one of those categories ahead of the others, little, medium, or high impact, we'll do that on G&D. Also, want to hear from Adam Peters, so we'll get to some of the clips from his press conference and react to those next. You're locked into The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on The Fan at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. We are giving away tickets to Iron Maiden at CFG Bank Arena. We've also got Wizards tickets that we'll be giving away today. You can win those in our 4 o'clock hour as well, right here on The Fan at 4:30. So make sure you're listening at 4 and 4:30 today to win those tickets to Iron Maiden and the Wizards game next Wednesday. If you want to go check out the kids, they've been playing well. I like that Draymond Green was very complimentary about Keshawn George and Bub Carrington. He said that was the hardest playing Wizards team that they've dealt with, said that George really impressed him. He really liked what he saw from Carrington. So players around the league taking notice about these young Wizards.
I was chatting with Darius about this yesterday, in fact, Jeeps. That's exactly what I want out of them playing right now, right? I care about the kids. I want Sarr, Koulibaly, Carrington, and George, whom you mentioned, going up against really good teams, competing their butts off, and maybe losing the game. Like, if they win, that's great. I'm not really worried about that, but I'll take every loss possible. I want Ace. I want Cooper Flagg right at the top of that board, please, and thank you. But that's perfect to me. I want a culture of competing, a culture of getting after people. We're not just here to lose. You're here to chirp it. It was great. I don't know if you saw how much you caught of it, but George was going back and forth with Draymond Green, multi-time defensive player of the year, multi-time champion, just the modern-day Dennis Rodman, and it was awesome. Like, I'm going, yes, I'm here for this. In terms of my viewership. So that was fun.
Yeah. I can watch young guys who play hard, who have a chance to be really good eventually, every single night. Mm-hmm. And the Wizards right now have three of those guys leading the way at least. I mean, Koulibaly, I would, he's still a kid and you could still put him on that list, but he's even kind of leapt out of that category to just being a good basketball player.
He's good.
With star potential at this point. But more on that as the season goes and maybe in the blitz in the near future. But I want to talk about the big trade yesterday in D.C., and that was Marshawn Lattimore to the Commanders. Adam Peters does not talk very often, certainly not in season. A very rare opportunity for him to meet with the media today. He addressed how the trade came about, gave an opening statement on pulling off a massive swap, draft picks going out, and a four-time Pro Bowl corner coming in.
Really excited about getting Marshawn. He came in this morning, got a chance to meet him. He's what we thought he was as a person, as a competitor. And just want to thank really all the people that went into this, and it's a lot. You know, it's not just me sitting there making calls on the deadline day. It's months, and our pro scouting staff making calls and canvassing the league and watching players throughout that whole time. Our R&D department doing a lot of work on a lot of different players, and most of this doesn't even see the light of day for anybody outside of our building. And they do a ton of work and did a lot of write-ups on a lot of different guys. And then we had a lot of people calling around the league, and we have I think we had Martin Mayhew, Chris White, Lance Newmark, Scott Fitterer, David Blackburn, all just canvassing the league for weeks and weeks and just seeing what we could get and if there's anything out there. And a lot of it just goes and nothing happens. But this year we were able to make something happen that we're all really happy about. And when you get to a certain point, you involve the coaches and they do a great job giving you an opinion of how a player fits into your scheme. Really, there's a lot of people to thank. Certainly, Mickey Loomis was really, really professional and really all that he did in terms of his communication and being straightforward. So I thank him a lot for the way he dealt with this. And really, the biggest thing is we're really, really excited to get one of the best corners in the entire league and a guy who fits how we play. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's a dog competitor. He's what you want in a corner, and what's really cool is we were able to know a lot more about him. You guys probably read a cool story about this, but we have four players from the Ohio State 2014 recruiting class now, and so we're trying to corner the market there. Those guys are pretty good. I don't know how they lost any games, but so there's some guys in this locker room that knew him already, and so that's going to make this transition even easier, and we're pumped to have him.
That was Adam Peters' opening statement today. A couple things that stood out to me, the thank yous. You know, he is always very lengthy at times. You know, we've taken some of his press conferences live during our show. I mean, it's not good radio, if I could say that, with all due respect to our guy, handsome Adam Peters, because he just lists off a bunch of people and he thanks everyone. But it is so classy And it is really, really respectable. You know, I know personally people currently in front offices in various sports who feel like they don't always get the credit that they deserve. Like, everybody just talks about the GM or, you know, the president, whoever's at the top, whatever that is. And you don't always hear about the guy that was working the phones or the R&D department or whatever. And Peters didn't after the draft, didn't after free agency, and didn't this time. He doesn't just say, I did this, this is why I like him, this is what I see. That is not his style. This is a we thing. He thanks his people. He singles out the scouting staff. He talked about R&D, which is just code for analytics people. Mm-hmm. Talked about the weeks of work on the phones. Your boy Martin Mayhew, a former GM. Scott Fitterer, a former GM, helping him work the phones. Mentioned Lance Newmark, name-checked him. I love that he does that.
Yeah, me too. It's very Gibbsian. Like, you know, like Joe Gibbs, as classy as an individual could be, always talking up the opponent, and it's my fault when they lose, and we when we win, and everything under the sun, and talked about all his great assistants, and everybody would get that shine. That's real leadership, right? This old community, this old culture was, in anything that was possible, it was sprinting, going, me, I did that, I'm the one responsible for it. Like, remember, like, people were talking about the masterminding of certain signings or weird type moments like that. Who gives a damn? Who cares? I want to enjoy the football on Sunday, right? But this is what you do when you want people to believe in the operation, to feel empowered, to feel like what they're doing matters, is you give them their, you know, give them their flowers. You also give them their, you know, their opportunity to have their voice heard, right, where it matters.
Let's go to him talking about how they zeroed in on Lattimore, because remember, when they initially canvassed the league, they're putting together a list of a plethora of players at a couple positions of need. But ultimately, they sided on Lattimore being the guy they really wanted, and that they were willing to push picks in and on. They don't like trading draft picks. I mean, it's not like in their mind they gave up nothing to go get him, a 3, a 4, and a 6 for Lattimore and a 5 coming back. This is how they decided he was their guy.
You know, first you look at the play style and to see, does he fit our play style and the type of mindset we want on the field. And then you really, with your contacts throughout the league, you can get a lot of information on players, and certainly in your own locker room too. So all those things lined up for Marshawn, and he was available, which, you know, that's the last piece of it, I guess. You know, you can watch him all you want and love him all you want, but if he's not available, he's not available. And you know, we didn't know that he would be available for that really that whole time, but if you wait till when he's available, then it's usually too late. And so they did all that legwork, our staff did, just in case he was, and he happened to be, and that's when we were able to make that decision quickly.
So I love this idea of, hey, we'll check in with people around the league to see what they think. These guys all have contacts, even mm-hmm. the folks that haven't been well-traveled. Like Lance Newmark has been in Detroit since the 90s, essentially, even though he's a fairly young guy in the grand scheme of things, a future GM in his own right, probably. Hotshot candidate if things go well here. But in Newmark's case, you don't think he's got relationships from just his time out on the road scouting, from being at events? Of course he does.
Of course, yeah.
That's not even working with people. Zosnah's been in multiple organizations. Peters has been in New England and Denver and San Francisco and well-traveled. So between them or having the former GMs that have been in the league forever, Mayhew played, Fitterer ran the Panthers a couple years ago. I mean, they really do have a staff that is both young, ascending, star hotshot kids, and then some of these old dudes, these old dogs you're teaching new tricks who have been around a long, long time. That's part of the reason why I love the staff they put together.
Yeah, where you go, I got that guy's number. I'll do it. I'll give him a call, you know. It's nice to desire a player, but not having the wherewithal or knowledge if he's available or not, you still do your homework and then figure it out. Like, you could call the Cleveland Browns, for example, and be like, hey, let me knock on Denzel Ward. And they're like, you're out of your mind. Get out of here, stupid. Okay, well, that would have been nice. You would have given something up for him, but they weren't interested, right? So it's this perfect marriage that has to happen. It requires a ton of work and effort for everything to line up. One, you have to desire the player. The other team has the desire to move the player. And there's only a handful of teams that are in a sell mode at this point, and it was a team, ironically, that started off scoring 46 points a game. And now they've lost 7 straight,
right,
and he's at odds with them, you know?
In 20 minutes, we'll talk to Manti Te'o, the former Notre Dame superstar, played in a national championship game. Te'o played with Marshawn Lattimore in the NFL in New Orleans. Want to get his insight on the player and the trade and what he's seen from Washington. He's an NFL analyst now, so we'll go around the league with him coming up at the top of the hour. I thought this might have been the most important question that needed to be asked today, and it was early in the press conference with Peters. The balance between hoarding your picks and prioritizing next year in the future as they are, quote-unquote, recalibrating and finding north, although it feels like they are calibrated and they found north at this point at 7-2. And striking while the iron's hot because they are really good and they have a chance to win right now. This is what Peter said on that.
You're always trying to strike that balance, and I think, I mean, I'll give you a long answer, but really we were able to pick up some draft picks earlier this year, and we had a surplus. We had 9 picks, and so that made us feel a little more comfortable doing this. And then also you're looking at the landscape of this next year's draft, this next year's free agency class, and knowing that with some of our corners that are going to be coming up as free agents, that we're going to need to either re-sign one of those guys or dip into free agency or the draft. So you weigh all that, and then you see, okay, is this player better or easier to get than maybe a free agent or a draft pick? And so knowing all that, and then knowing that we had a couple extra picks, and we still feel really good. We still have 7 picks, and I think if you look at the charts, our picks are actually, what we have now is more in terms of points than what we had, you know, back in August. So we still feel really good about that. We have what's currently a really high third round pick. We'll see how that ends, the season ends, but and that was one pick that we certainly didn't want to give up for this, and so long answer, but that's kind of how we looked at it.
Makes sense.
100% right. I mean, everyone starts with the same allotment, cap space, draft picks. How do you manipulate it? How do you use it? Where are you a position of strength? And in a few years, they might have no cap space but extra picks. You have to be judicious and use it that way. It might be a vice versa at certain points. You use the assets you can, and your deployment of them decides how good a GM you are. You know what I mean? Like, if you think of it in terms of actual cost, yes, it's going to take some salary cap space, but if you were to combine, say, a first round pick and then $30 million of cap space over the next couple of years, that's a huge premium of resources where you need an excellent return from the player. This is, you know, kind of in the middle of that, where a pretty decent premium is paid for the player, and then in terms of salary. So you've got a luxury of both, and that's how they thought of it. I think it's so smart.
Yeah, they had extra picks because they made trades. Mm-hmm. And as we surmised yesterday, and it sounds like we were right, they probably don't make this deal if they don't have the new third-round pick. They don't give up a third-rounder and have no third-round pick this coming draft. But because they had two of them, they felt like it was an abundance. They kept the better of them, which that value means they have more draft value right now than they did this summer, as he said. And on top of that, they have the second most money to spend in free agency. Now, that changes a little bit when you bring in Lattimore, because you view him now basically, as he said, as a free agent addition. You're comparing Lattimore at $18 million for next year and the year after, or a free agent to be at that number or a little higher for a player of Lattimore's caliber on the open market. It's going to cost more than $18 to sign a guy like him. But with the second most money to spend, the draft is not insignificant, but maybe a little less important, to your point on the resources that you have. We're working our way through some of the compelling audio from the Adam Peters press conference today on Grant and Danny. We will talk to one of Lattimore's former teammates, Manti Te'o, coming up at the top of the hour on The Fan.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're always trying to, and I'll say this probably 10 times in this in this presser, but just doing whatever you can to make your team better. And so looking down every avenue. So regardless of your record, if you can, you know, acquire a really, really good player, and he, right now he's making the minimum this year, so it's not super costly, and he's making a lot of money the next couple of years, and rightfully so, he's a really good player, but that's, you know, that's the market. So whether you're, you know, whatever your record is, if you can if you can add a really good player and you think it's the right move for your team, then you do it. And so, that was our thought process going into that.
That's Adam Peters on whether or not he had trepidation about trading a day two pick for Marshawn Lattimore. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are live all over D.C., home of the 7-2 Commanders. Last time they were 7-2 was 1996. Ken Harvey was on that team, had 9 sacks that year. The four-time Pro Bowler in a terrific career is going to join us today at 5 o'clock to reminisce about that club and to talk about this year's Washington football outfit at 5 p.m. We're looking forward to that convo. Manti Te'o at the top of the hour. He played with Marshawn Lattimore in New Orleans. Danny, what about the pairing so far of Quinn and Peters? One of the things that felt obvious to me that made me a little bit skeptical, although I'm such a Peters guy, frankly, no matter what he does, I'll see the positive in it. It's a glass half full situation. But when he chose Quinn, there was this feeling of that's probably the guy he wants to work with the most, because everyone sits down with Dan Quinn for an hour and goes, man, he'd be a fun guy to kick it with. But you look around the league, and I think what Peters wanted is what they have in Detroit with Holmes and with Dan Campbell. And in some of these other really healthy situations where the GM, you know, Veach and the head coach, Reed, are just do everything together. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I think in Washington that's happening where he and Dan Quinn, I don't know if they agree on everything. They certainly seem to publicly. They always seem to be on the exact same page. I wonder how much behind the scenes Dan Quinn is disagreeing or giving a strong opinion or dissenting. I hope there is plenty of that. But man, are they always in lockstep seemingly on everything that they do.
And that can be, and it's dangerous, and it looks terrible when it's going bad, right? I mean, think about those infuriating press conferences where Martin Mayhew is sitting next to Ron Rivera, and Rivera says something, some platitude, some, you know, catchphrase, whatever, and then Martin Mayhew's turning and goes, Coach is absolutely right, and they double down. And
yeah, but when incompetent people are agreeing, that's bad. When people that are good at their jobs are agreeing, it can be good.
Sure, it can be, but I would also point that, you know, Bobby Bethard was pretty good at his job, so was Joe Gibbs, and they disagreed a lot, famously. And got
no, documents. I want them to disagree. I'm just saying we have no idea how much they do. It feels to me like maybe they're on the same page a ton, but I hope they are actually having some knockdown, drag-out arguments.
And that's where I was going to go, is that we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But in public, the unified front is delightful. The unified front is really, really good when the message is getting through, the culture is getting through, these are our points of emphasis, etc. Behind the scenes, who knows if they're arguing about a player or not, or a roster decision or not. And that's good that you can leave that there. And again, present that united front as famously Gibbs and Beathard did as well. So, yeah, I mean, I like that everyone's on the same page. I like there's an organizational philosophy. I like that they're adhering to it. And it's not just some fly-by-night thing that you say one thing and then, you know, I keep picking on Rivera. Oh, we're going to have competition. We really are. Okay, we're going to compete everywhere. Well, not everywhere. Not all the time. Well, didn't you just say you were going to? And then you didn't. You know what I mean? Like, if they say they're doing it, then they actually end up doing so, right? And any moves or adjustments therein seem to be, smartly thought of.
How dare you pick on Ron Rivera? It's not nice of you.
Sorry about it.
This was cut 8, Darius, if you could play that for me. This is actually Peters talking about the involvement they had together as a duo on this trade. This seems like an easy one when you go to the defensive-minded head coach who cut his teeth coaching secondary and said, hey, I want to trade for a guy who was an all-pro and a defensive rookie of the year at one point in time, who's still one of the best in the league at his position.
Yeah, DQ, I mean, every step of the way we're having a conversation. I'm keeping him updated. He's coaching this team, and he's doing a great job of coaching this team, and he allows me to do this, and so I'll just update him every day, whenever I have a conversation with somebody. And okay, we're looking at this player, we're looking at that player, we'll give a cut up to him so he doesn't have to search through hours and hours of tape. We'll make him a cut up and so he can look at those players. And he's got a great he's seen so many players throughout the years, so he's very familiar with guys. He's awesome at evaluating, and so he's evaluated all these guys throughout the draft process too as well. And so, and he watches not just as a defensive guy, he watches, you know, he's a head coach and he watches the defense of other teams. So he's got great experience, and it's just really constant communication. And, all right, does this guy fit what we do? How does he fit what we do? You know, what are the things we need to work on? And I just can't. I'm so thankful that I'm with a head coach like that that has zero ego and a ton of trust, and just fun to be around all the time. And I can learn a ton from him, and I already have.
That is the prepossessing Adam Peters, just a handsome fellow, talking today out in Ashburn. He's got the Midas touch so far. Everything Indeed. He is touching is turning to gold for 7-2 Washington. It's early in his tenure, but he's got a really high batting average. It's a good time to be Adam Peters. We'll talk to Manti Te'o next. He played with Marshawn Lattimore. What kind of player is Washington getting? What kind of guy in the locker room? What kind of teammate? He'll give us some insight on that, plus his take on what Jaden Daniels has been able to pull off as a rookie in the National Football League, as a guy who had a tough transition from being a college superstar to the NFL. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com